Is made possible by Midas Auto Service Center, 304 West University Avenue in Urbana, offering complete car maintenance, scheduled maintenance, and repair service, including a nationwide warranty by ASE-certified technicians. Located near the U of I campus with shuttle service available. More information is available at 367-0300.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign, with an international brunch, lunch, and dinner menu influenced by Caribbean, Asian, Indian, Spanish, and Latin cuisines. Radio Maria now features Sunday dinner with a different and unique menu every week.
Today's broadcast also made possible by the Friends of WILL. Who are the Friends of WILL? They are the folks that join us with their financial support. They join us once a year. They make a pledge of financial support. They either give us a call and pledge that support, or they send us a note in the mail and pledge that support. But this is our fall fundraiser here at WILL. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. A couple of times a year, we come to you here on the air, and we ask you to make a pledge of financial support, to give us a call to 217-244-9455. If you rely on us, well, you know what? It's a fair deal because we rely on you. Tom Rogers is with me here in the studio.
Yeah, most certainly. This is a two-way street. We hope that the programming that we provide on AM 580 is of help to you and is of a source of enrichment, enlightenment, and entertainment. And this is where we ask that the favor be returned in the form of a financial donation, a commitment to the station's health, and really a share of the ownership of the station, because public radio is really your stations, your radio stations. That's why your call to 217-244-9455 is so important. Make that call at the $75 member card level. We'll explain a little about why that level is so important. But really, make an investment of whatever you feel WILL is worth to your life. We hope it's quite valuable. Martha Deal is in Pledge Central. She's been keeping track of the phones so far this afternoon. A little on the light side so far, Martha, and we certainly want to change that.
It certainly is on the light side, Tom. Excuse me. And we would like to change that. We need listeners to be part of the partnership that Tom was just talking about. If you can pledge at the $75 level, at the $40 level, and we know there are some of you out there who can pledge at the $1,000 level, WILL needs the listeners to contribute and keep us going. And that number is 217-244-9455. One of the things that's coming up is Celeste has this wonderful interview with a cookbook author, and if you pledge at the $75 or above membership, you'll get a book that is not only has fabulous pictures and recipes, but for somebody, many working people out there, it's really great because it has tells you when to serve, shortcuts for getting it all together, and is just a very lovely thing that you might want to have. Our number is 217-244-9455.
It is our token of support, our token of thanks for your support, 217-244-9455. It's a little something we like to do in exchange for your commitment of your finances to our station and to keeping WILL AM 580 as healthy as it's ever been. 217-244-9455. And Celeste, I note, of course, that the subtitle of our book has a little meaning to our pledge drive as well.
Yeah, having people over. That's what we're inviting folks to do this week. Come on over.
Come on over and join
the Friends of WILL.
Be a part of the family. 217-244-9455.
And with a pledge of $75 or more, we would love to send you our book, the book Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. The author, Pam Anderson, winner of the Julia Child Award. This is a beautiful book, Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. Yours for a pledge at the $75 level or above. Give us a call, 217-244-9455. Thanks. Thank you. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580 and online at WILL.UIUC.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Well, with cooler weather ahead, you know, we're going to spend more time indoors, and chances are we're going to see less of our neighbors. That is, unless we have them over. Have them over for supper or lunch or maybe a weekend brunch. On the Afternoon Magazine today, ideas for sharing a meal with friends and family, with neighbors, without a lot of fuss. Food writer and cookbook author Pam Anderson is our guest this afternoon. Her latest book is Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. Now, this is not a book that's concerned with polishing silver and getting out the fancy glasses and table linens. Pam Anderson aims to make us more comfortable having friends, family, and neighbors over for a meal. Here's how she puts it. We all understand the importance of gathering with friends and family, so why don't we do it more often? Pam says we should stop entertaining and just have people over. Listeners, I look forward to your phone calls this afternoon. I welcome your questions and comments for our guest, Pam Anderson. Perhaps you have an idea to share for no-stress entertaining. There, I'm using that word. If you're listening in the Champaign-Urbana area, the number to dial is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Anywhere else, if it would be a long-distance call, use the toll-free number, 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. And don't be shy. This isn't the pledge phone number, so we won't ask you for a pledge of support when you call in to talk with Pam this afternoon. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. Let me tell you a bit more about our guest. Pam Anderson is the author of the best-selling Perfect Recipe, the winner of a Julia Child Award. She's a former executive editor of Cooks Illustrated, a columnist for USA Weekend, and a contributing editor at Fine Cooking. Perfect Recipes for Having People Over is published by Houghton Mifflin. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. Pam, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for that lovely introduction as well.
Oh, well, thank you for another lovely book. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy with this one as well.
Yeah. How is it that we have it in our heads that having people over means entertaining, and that's a big, scary deal?
Well, it is a big, scary deal, and I think that, you know, obviously the last few decades we've had a lot of those kinds of ideas put in front of us that having people over means that before you do it, you have to paint the powder room, plant the garden, mow the yard, scrub the house, you know, go buy flowers for the middle of the table, go to the wine shop and hope that the person selling it to you knows more about it than you do, and making some dish that you probably never made before because that's what entertaining is. And for me, what I've come to realize is that when you entertain, it's about your performance and whether you've succeeded or whether you failed. Mm. And when you eliminate that word from your vocabulary and just use that phrase, let's just have people over, because that, in fact, is what you say when you want to do it. I mean, it's certainly what I say. Honey, let's just have the Browns over for dinner tonight. That's what I say when I want to do it. When I entertain, and I know when other people entertain, your back just automatically stiffens. I mean, there was a Gallup poll not long ago that showed entertaining rating up there with visiting the dentist and paying your taxes. And those are very unpleasant experiences, whereas entertaining is pleasurable, and we all enjoy the moment of it, but there has to be a better way.
Yeah. Well, maybe what we should do is pretend somebody's at the door that we haven't seen for a long time and we love them. And just what would you do? Not answer the door, or, you know, say, I'm sorry, I'm not up to this right now because this the place is a mess. No, you say, come on in.
That's right.
Come on in.
And I think it's really powerful when people actually have the courage to do that. That not everything has to be completely in order when you have people over, because it also lets people know you're just like me and I'm just like you, and you know, and it just calms everybody down, and it makes everybody realize we're all in this together, and I think. I mean, some of the best parties I've had is when I've sort of been, when I have that spirit, and when I just do it, yeah. Whether ready or not.
Yeah. Would you tell our listeners the story of how you came home from a long tour, and a couple of friends, Anne and Monty, invited you over for lunch?
Yeah. If I don't cry. it was actually after my last book, Cook Smart, I just finished a long book tour, and it actually sold Cook Smart, actually sold this book already, but I was finishing up my last book tour, and it was, you know, I mean, I had been on the road for weeks teaching and months, teaching at cooking classes all across the country, and just, you know, just kind of pretty spent. And Monty and Helen Monty and Ann invited us over for lunch the very next day. It was a Saturday, and they said, come over for lunch on Sunday. And I just had nothing left inside me to give. And so I raced to the store. They asked me to bring a dessert, and I picked up some store-bought pound cake and a can of Ready Whip. And they said, we've got some fruit salad. Just bring something to come with that, goes with that. And I mean, I was really kind of, oh man, I should be doing better than this. I know it's really last minute, but I'm a professional food person, and surely they're expecting more from me. And as I said in my story, it's like I should have known better. I mean, Anne was in her final stages of cancer, and it was one of the most beautiful meals I've ever shared with anybody before. And it was, we were eating chicken and corn and black bean salad out of the metal mixing bowl. We picked up the salad greens directly with our hands from a salad spinner. We were sipping iced tea out of a variety of fast food cups from, you know, fast food joints. And what really mattered was the moment and that meal that we shared together. And it was the food was simply the prop that allowed us to share in that way. And I think so many people, you know, think that everything's got to be perfect. And really what's important is what's happening around the table. And certainly good food is important. I mean, you don't want to put out something that's not good either. But it's so secondary to what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting, you know, here you were all uptight about this, and you've been on this trajectory, I think, now for some time for this. It's not, the food is a prop. It's meant to be enjoyed, and it should be good, and you want to take good care of those you love. But, you know, it's the companionship of one another.
Absolutely. I mean, and we do get all kind of all keyed up about this. I mean, one of the things, and I'm sure you must face this as well, but people are afraid. They tell me they're afraid to have me over for dinner. You know, whatever we serve is not going to be good enough for your taste or whatever. And it's like, you know, first of all, you know, a cook loves to be cooked for because they're always having to do it. But what I say back to them is, don't you think I have the same anxiety when I have you over, that your expectations are going to be higher than what I can deliver for you? So let's just forget all of that and let's just do it and share in one another's lives and deepen our relationships. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. But you're, you know, getting back to the idea of, you know, where you've come from and where you're continuing on to, you know, from perfect recipe to Cook Smart, perfect recipes for every day. And then there was was this your first cookbook?
Perfect recipes, and then there was How to Cook Without a Book.
How to Cook Without a Book.
Yes.
Yeah. And now it's perfect recipes for having people over.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, you've been on this path for a while now. That's great.
Yeah. It. I mean, I all of the books have kind of. I have the cook in mind. I consider myself kind of every cook, and I feel like if I'm in the kitchen having trouble with something or kind of a situation, that other people must be too. And so this book represents that whole entertaining anxiety. And I, in this book, give people permission to take really as many legitimate shortcuts as possible so that you are happy and willing to do it over and over again, as opposed to being utterly spent by the time people ever get there.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, you're on quite a tour now.
Yeah.
You're in a hotel room.
I am.
In Dallas-Fort Worth? Is that?
I am, yes.
Yeah. And, if you know, if I were you, I would be hoping and praying that somebody along the way on tour would say, "Hey, Pam, come on over."
You know, it's really interesting that you would mention that, Celeste, because a colleague at the Portland, Oregon paper a few weeks back did just that very thing for me. And she ended up writing an article about it in the newspaper because, you know, the joke is that, you know, she's one of several sisters, but she's sort of the messy sister, and that, you know, they had moved to Portland not long ago, and her house was still a disaster, and you know, and she actually had the courage to, instead of taking me out for dinner that night, she invited me over, and she lived that message, and the results of that evening were amazing. The level at which we were able to, again, deepen our friendship, and it was I felt it myself, very powerful, her having me over on a weeknight, spur of the moment. We stopped at the grocery store on the way home from her work, and we just had a simple meal, and that's all that really mattered.
What did you have?
She actually, she wrote about it, but we had some little nuts and olives to start, and then while we were cooking, and then she did do a rack of lamb, which is sounds extravagant, but it is a really simple little cut. And she, and then she cut up some potatoes and sautéed those, and then we had a salad with pears and blue cheese and walnuts. No dessert, no first course, just the lamb and the potatoes, and then we cleared, and then we had this wonderful salad. She let me make the vinaigrette, and that's a big part of my message to people too. Is people love to be asked to do something. I mean, they may be afraid of the full responsibility of having people over, which is why you're probably doing it. But people, I have to fight people out of the kitchen at my house. People always gravitate to the kitchen, and you have to set up the drinks in some other room if you don't want them there. So you may as well say, "Here, could you toss a salad? Could you slice this bread? Could you?" And part of also a lot of the recipes in the book are very interactive. Like I've got this bake ahead pizza for a crowd where you can actually bake sauced pizzas ahead, and you can make as many ahead as you want in that state, so that when people come over, you let them top them. And then all you have to do is warm them back up to recrisp the crust and then melt the cheese. And that way it takes away that anxiety of, well, what if John's a vegetarian, and what if Susie's lactose intolerant? Mm-hmm. What if Jane doesn't like olives? Or you're letting people, A, do some of the work for you. You're letting them get involved. You're letting them make their own choices about what they're going to have. Yet you have this unified eating experience. Everybody's eating the same thing, but everybody's making their own choices about what they're going to put on their pizza.
Yeah. Well, getting folks involved is a great icebreaker.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
And it's also, that would also be a great idea if you've got friends coming over with children.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And there are a lot of recipes in the book, too. Also, talking about sort of variety, I've got a lot of different recipes where you're cooking, like I've got a mixed grill in there where you're making lamb chops and sausage and drumsticks, all with the same spice paste. But if somebody doesn't like lamb, they can eat sausage. And if the kids don't like the sausage or the lamb, they've got drumsticks. Mm-hmm. People that enjoy it all can have one of each. So the recipes have really thought them through, because I've been doing this for you know, entertaining in that way and not in that way for 27 years now, and I do it a lot. I'm not just out here promoting something I haven't lived myself. So these are the kinds of things that I've found that have worked for me over the years. Some fun dishes, as well as dishes where people can pick out what they want and don't want, and dishes for intergenerational groups, and then those interactive dishes where people kind of help you do part of the work and then create their own thing.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. You start the book with the chapter is Kitchen Gatherings.
Yeah. Actually, that was going to be the original title of the book.
Oh.
Kitchen Gatherings. But then there were a couple of dining room scenes. I mean, it's not like having people over is always in the kitchen. You know, there are times when you have to have a dining room meal, like Thanksgiving and you know all these other holidays that we celebrate. But I still think it's important, even if you're having the meal in the dining room, to still have the attitude, I'm just having somebody over. We're just having people over, because I think it's all in that attitude that keeps you centered and relaxed from the very beginning. And you also mentioned, you know, the in the kitchen, kitchen gatherings. You were about to have probably also mentioned that I start the book with the main courses.
Right.
Because I think some, you know, most traditional cookbooks, they start with drinks and salads and soups and hors d'oeuvres. And I think people kind of get caught up in like, oh, wow, I've got to make a drink. Oh, yeah, I've got to make an hors d'oeuvre. Oh, yeah, I've got to make a salad. And then they kind of end up with this pretty big meal, and then it starts to feel pretty overwhelming. Whereas I feel like if you start and choose the main course first, the rest really just falls into place pretty quickly and pretty simply.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to do the pizzas, what do you need with that? Salad. That's it. You know, people can nosh on the toppings, and that's your hors d'oeuvres, and a big salad, and you're done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, the appetizers and the drinks are at the back of the book.
Yeah, that's right.
Literally.
Right, back of the book. Think about this. And the other thing I really encourage for people when they're doing this is to not get locked into this, like, rigid menu that, like, no matter how much time you have to get ready for this meal, you're determined you're going to produce this meal.
Mm.
Plan an hors d'oeuvre if you like. Get a dessert and buy the ingredients if you want to do that. But I always tell people to have backups. I always keep two or three kinds of really good quality nuts in my pantry. I always keep some sorbets and interesting, you know, little pints of ice cream hidden back in the freezer, so that if I find myself not having time to make that hors d'oeuvre or make that dessert, I've got these other things that I can fill in, because nobody knew what you were planning to cook except you anyway. So proudly set out that bowl of nuts if you don't have time to make the coconut shrimp.
Yeah. Well, one of my very favorite things is just almonds and olives and a glass of wine or a glass of juice or sparkling water.
Yes.
Boy, that's, you know...
I do have a pretty extensive hors d'oeuvre section in the back of the book, but mostly that's for when you're doing a party that is mostly exclusively hors d'oeuvres. But when I'm having people over for dinner, I'm with you. I like to give people just a little taste of something.
Right.
So that they're, you know, it kind of just basically takes away that initial hunger so that they're really ready to eat and enjoy the meal when they get to the table.
Yeah. Well, here's another. There are the appetizers you do have in the book, and there are many, but they can be very, very, very simple, like the cheddar crisps.
Oh,
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Good. You are just hitting. You're just throwing me all the right balls here. The lazy cheddar crisp, which I've been making that recipe on the road for everybody, is a single ingredient. And it's probably one that a lot of people actually already have in their refrigerator, and that is the already grated sharp cheddar cheese, extra sharp cheddar cheese if you can get it, from the grocery store, that stuff that's already shredded and in the package in the cheese section. You simply place a tablespoon of that cheese on a parchment-lined baking sheet, and then spread that tablespoon of cheese out with your fingers so that it's kind of more or less in a single layer. You can get about 12 little circles per sheet, and pop those in the oven and bake them, and you've got an amazing hors d'oeuvre in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of those hors d'oeuvres that we're talking about, that it's interesting, it tastes great, but people are not going to come to the table stuffed.
Yeah.
Or one ingredient for you.
Yeah, yeah. Or take a baguette and slice it up and have some really good olive oil. Just dunk it in. How simple is that?
That's you are right. It really doesn't much matter what you're serving people. You're feeding them, and that they're kind of starting to feel good and satisfied, and you sit with somebody long enough, and interesting things are going
to
happen.
Yeah, and if they don't get it, you don't have to have them back. Right? Pam Anderson is our guest this afternoon here in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. She's a food writer, a cook, cookbook author. Her latest book is Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. My name is Celeste Quinn. Listeners, we invite you to join us this afternoon with questions, comments. Perhaps you've got an idea, a tip to share for no stress entertaining. How do you do it? 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, if it would be a long-distance call, use the toll-free number, 800-222-9455, 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL. Now, let me give you another number, listeners. That is 217, that's the area code, and the number 244-9455. That's the number that will get you to Pledge Central here at WILL, and this is our fall fundraiser, and we're looking for you to join us to become a member of the Friends of WILL. We hope to have you over as a friend. 217-244-9455. Join us with a pledge of financial support. And this afternoon, if you join us at the $75 level or above, you may request as your thank you gift a copy of Pam's book, Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. That's at the $75 level or above. And we'd love to send you the book as our thank you. That number again to make a pledge of $75 or more, 217-244-9455. That's Big Will, 244-WILL. This is the Afternoon Magazine. If you'd like to talk to Pam this afternoon, give us a call at our usual numbers, either 333-9455. That's the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. Let's talk with a listener in Champaign on line one. Hi. Caller on line one?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm enjoying listening to your show. I find in the United States it's interesting. People, like you're saying, don't seem to have that get-together sort of attitude anymore. Like when I was a child, it seemed like we'd take Sunday drives and just stop at friends or relatives' houses out of the blue and, end up having a meal together. And I really like it when my friends come over on the moment. And I was going to say, I think some easy stuff for spur of the moment fixing is grilling, especially if you know you've got friends coming. Just throw a piece of meat in some marinade, and then when they get there, you can, open some wine. And I always give somebody the grill tongs and tell them to watch the meat and, that kind of thing. And people stand around the grill and stand around the kitchen, and it ends up being a nice time.
You are so right, and other people need that attitude. You seem very comfortable in the kitchen and having people in your home, and that's a gift. And it's one that you can share with other people too.
Yeah, and the other thing you were talking about, like with desserts or appetizers, whatever. Sometimes it's just nice to know really good resources in your community where you can buy, a nice homemade pie or some sort of a special appetizer and just pick that kind of stuff up. So then you save yourself, like you say, some of the extra work. And it's interesting because I've spent a lot of time in Europe, and people over there and in a lot of other countries, a lot of the social interaction and a lot of the time they spend with one another is around food. And it can be a really enjoyable time.
You are so right. And I think, there's a time and a place for going out for dinner at restaurants, but you lack that kind of lingering time at restaurants. I often feel when I'm at a restaurant that as soon as we're done, the check comes, it's like, okay, and they start clearing the table. It's like, it's time to get out of there. Well, maybe I'm not really ready to get out of there yet. And when you're in that home setting, you know, people can linger as long as they want. If people are in a good conversation, you know, you can put on another quick pot of coffee and keep going. And
exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so I just thought I'd throw the tip out about the grilling because I find that a nice, simple way to put together a meal.
Yeah, you're right. And I've got a little section on outdoor outdoor sort of activity kind of as well in the book. And breakfast.
Right.
And so, yeah, but keep it up, man.
And we even keep our grill actually near the front door, so or near the porch door, so that in the winter it's even, you know, you're kind of out there grilling and coming in and out and all that. So
I agree with you. We've even got our propane tank, our 50-gallon or whatever it is, propane tank hooked up to the gas grill so that we don't even have to keep worrying about switching off the little propane tanks.
Wow.
The big, you know, the big one that services my gas stove in the kitchen services the grill outside, and I'm with you. I've got mine right outside the door, so there's no excuse.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
So great to talk to you.
Thanks for the call. Other calls are invited. The welcome mat is out. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. One of the recipes you have in the book is for shish kebab.
Yes.
And that's another...
that's a griller.
Yeah, that's a griller, and that's another party-friendly kind of activity. And if you don't want meat or if you don't want pork or whatever your situation is, you can skewer up your own stuff.
That's right. You can have different bags of you can have some, you know, beef, lamb, chicken, shrimp, swordfish, you know, have the full, just cut up meats and vegetables, put the marinade on it, and then when people arrive, they can skewer their own. So, again, if someone's not someone's allergic to shrimp or someone doesn't like bell peppers or mushrooms or whatever you've got out there, they can make their own.
Yeah. You know, you talked with a listener about going out to dinner. And, you know, sometimes that's just the thing to do, but maybe you can have a dessert handy so you can come back.
That's a good point. Very good idea.
So if you get the bum's rush, then you can say, hey, let's go home and let's have XYZ.
Yep.
Coffee
and we do that often as well. Usually other people are, we go out with other people. I do that infrequently. But yeah, sometimes that's exactly what we end up doing. And sometimes they'll take us or we'll go out with them for dinner and then I'll have dessert at our house afterwards.
Yeah.
Sort of way of sharing and splitting it up,
too.
I mean, and that brings up another point about not being afraid to have potlucks and have people over in that way and sharing the responsibility of the meal as well. Because most people, once again, they're happy in the kitchen doing what you've asked them to do. They're also happy to bring a dish. Most people are happy to do those things if you just tell them what to do. And, of course, as being charged of the potluck, you really do have to have a clear sense of what you want them to bring. Because I have gone to potlucks where, you know, we ended up with two pasta dishes and no salad, and, you know, that sort of thing. But you do have to, you know, sort of be specific about what you want and what size thing you want. Like, there are 12 people coming, don't just bring a salad for four, kind of. But those work very well.
Yeah. Something that my husband and I used to do, and we've gotten out of the habit of it, is to have friends over late Sunday morning or early Sunday afternoon for brunch and kind of do a potluck, you know, and maybe you don't even have to prepare what you're going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it over and then we'll do it when you get here.
Yes. And I do have a little section on exactly that, brunch. And, you know, the other thing we were saying about restaurants is that, you know, going out for dinner is clearly a more expensive proposition. Having people over at home is affordable, and, you know, you choose the right ingredients. But having people over for brunch is, like, really inexpensive because you don't have the whole issue of usually, I mean, you might have a bottle of cheap sparkling wine or something like that. But for the most part, you know, you're not bringing out the fine wines and eggs are pretty cheap.
Right. Right, and it's always fun to We had a friend who doesn't live in town anymore, unfortunately, far away now. But he was the greatest with eggs. I was like, he is in charge. You are in charge.
Yeah.
Of the eggs.
Yeah.
And then if you're, you know, if you've got friends who are single and they feel really uncomfortable preparing something, it's like, mm-hmm. bring a different juice or
yep.
just bring the fruit. You don't even have to cut it up. We'll do it when you get
right.
here.
Right. Or pick up a bag of muffins on the way.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Coffee cake.
Yeah. You just got to do it. Somebody's just got to take a little responsibility and a little leadership in the group, and people love it. I mean, and you know, in sort of times, the kind of times we're in right now, I think people really are kind of craving that community and being together, and just got to make it happen.
Yeah. Now, let's say after I get off the air, I'm really inspired, and I'm going to extend an invitation to some friends. I'm going to say, Saturday's the day. And then I've got the invitation out there.
Yep.
What can I do? We've been talking a lot about spur of the moment.
Yeah.
What about some things that I can do? Maybe I can do Thursday night or Friday night and be ready for Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of the recipes in the book are geared towards that direction, because I think that's the way most people are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They want that, you know, they want to be able to enjoy the party and not have to give much thought to preparation or finishing dishes when people arrive. I mean, I've got an amazing, not just your average, but a really good lasagna recipe, which is totally due ahead, and, you know, you can even freeze it ahead. There's two really great chilies, both a red one and a white one. I've got a, now that you're talking about the weather cooling down, there's a great cassoulet recipe in the book that I've shortcutted so that it's not a two-day project like it often is with that dish.
I've never made it. It's too scary.
Yeah, well, this one's pretty simple, especially if you have a food warehouse near you where they sell the already roasted duck. Even a lot of grocery stores these days sell the roasted duck, too. But you can even use duck breasts in it. But it's a really just simple, hearty, sort of peasant comfort food dish that people will really like a lot. The other thing, I think the other person introducing me mentioned, I mean, the thing I think that makes this book different from a lot of other cookbooks is that after teaching around the country for years, I know the kinds of questions cooks ask and the things they want to know. So with every recipe comes a section that answers all those questions. So, for example, every recipe I answer the question, when should I serve this dish? How can I change this dish? How can I shortcut it? What should I serve with it? How far ahead can I make it? What about the leftovers? So so those kinds of questions get answered with every dish so that you aren't sort of looking at something and say, oh, wow, this rack of lamb dish sounds fabulous. Well, you look at it and you realize this is pretty last minute. So you're going to backtrack to one of those other dishes that tells you how far ahead you can make it and when you should be thinking about serving this dish. And there are a variety of both completely due ahead so that you're basically home free when people arrive, or more that style where you start kind of cooking right before people get there and then they finish, then you'll kind of all finish together.
Yeah, and soups and stews and chilies are that wonderful due ahead thing.
Perfect for that. And then there are also dishes that work well for 2 to 4, and then there are dishes that work well for up to 18 to 20. Oh, gosh, there's a great pulled pork. You know, essentially, it's a pork shoulder that you put a dry rub on. You shove it in the oven at 250 degrees. You go to bed, and 10 to 12 hours later, it emerges from the oven unbelievably tender. You can shred that and either make really great barbecue pork sandwiches, or you can wrap them in corn tortillas and make kind of a little little Mexican carnita.
Yeah.
And that's a fun party too. You know, serve up all the little fixings and toppings, and that's pretty festive.
Yeah, that's a great recipe like for before a holiday.
Mm.
You know, really easy.
Yeah.
Or maybe even for the holiday.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I think people think eating well has to be difficult, and it really doesn't.
Mm.
There are some, you know, I'm on the road. Everybody wanted that pork roast. I am demonstrating that pork roast on the cover of the book. It's a stuffed, delicious pork loin. I mean, you know, most people think pork loin is it's cheap and it looks nice, but it often is sort of dry and pretty tasteless. And I've got a technique for cooking it where it's just as succulent as you see it in that photograph. And I stuff it. Rather than making a real life stuffing, I just drop the kinds of things that I want in the stuffing, like either apricots and dried cranberries and some garlic and rosemary. And so it's like stuffed, but you don't actually have to make a stuffing, and then you tie it up. And those roasted onions on the cover of the book, you can see there, those are just, you don't even have to peel the onions. You just have the onions and throw them on a baking sheet, tossed in a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper. There's your fabulous vegetable that essentially cooks itself.
Yeah. And there's also a recipe. Well, let's talk a little bit about dessert before we've got to wrap it up. And we've got to wrap it up here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Those molten chocolate cakes that everybody loves, yeah. They're really easy.
They are. I mean, you know, there's just no excuse for not making dessert with this one, because the batter can be made in about 10 minutes. And you can make that batter days before you want to serve it. Just keep it refrigerated in a covered container. And then when you're done with the meal, I mean done with the dinner, then you take that batter and put it in muffin papers in a muffin tin, because that way you don't have to worry about having 8 ramekins all alike. You just put them in the muffin papers. And in 10 minutes, by the time the coffee's brewed, you've got a dessert that people are going to be asking you and begging you for the recipe for. And you don't even have to take them out of the muffin papers. Just lift the muffin papers out of the muffin tin, put them on a little dessert plate, garnish with some sugared raspberries maybe, and send it out. It took 10 minutes.
Yeah, just a dusting of powdered sugar and
yep.
you're there.
Yeah.
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 Sounds
good. And a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah. Well, Pam, thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
Well, it's just been a treat.
And I wish you many great home-cooked meals on the remainder of your tour.
Yes.
You've got a way to go before you can get home.
Thank you very much. I hope so, too.
Take care.
And good luck with your pledge drive.
Yeah.
I support and applaud you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And thanks for providing us with a wonderful incentive to get people to pledge this afternoon. Take care. Happy trails.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pam Anderson, our guest this afternoon in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. Her latest book, Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. And listeners, we're inviting you to come on over to the Friends of WILL and join us with a pledge of financial support. Anyone this afternoon contributing at the $75 level or above, you may request as your thank you gift a copy of this beautiful cookbook, Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. Tom Rogers joins me in the studio, and he's probably wondering when we're going to have you over.
Why not tonight? I mean, you see some of those things that are in that cookbook, and she mentioned over and over again. They look difficult. I mean,
they look beautiful.
There's a perfectly done pork loin in the front of the book with roasted onions, and you're thinking, okay, then a few hours maybe, and it doesn't take that long. It's very simple. Yeah. That's sort of like what we're doing here, in that we talk about how much the station needs your assistance and how the balance of funding has shifted from federal sources and university sources over to more to the listeners. You provide almost half of our operating expenses each year. You help us out much more than you imagine, and it is a lot of money. And it is very difficult to try to get those budget items together. But there's one thing that you can do that's very, very simple. Just a couple of minutes. Give us a call. Pledge your financial support. 217-244-9455. And you know what? You make that pledge and you feel just as good as having eaten a nice meal and knowing that it's worth it.
Yeah.
All that little work that you did, a couple of minutes to call 244-9455.
Reciprocate.
Exactly. It's a reciprocal thing. This is what public radio is all about. We provide the programming that hopefully enriches your life And you help provide that programming by giving us your financial pledge. It's a very simple offer and a very simple deal, too.
Yeah.
Let's check in with Martha Deal, who's in Pledge Central this app. Speaking of Deal, Martha
Deal. She
loves
to have people over. I know.
That's right. We are investigating the art of the deal this afternoon. And Martha, it looks like some people have taken us up on that offer.
Yes, they have. The phones are ringing, and it's really good to hear that. I'm going to give you an update in just a second. I just wanted to talk about what Pam Anderson said at the beginning of the hour. She said it's about sharing in the moment, sitting down and eating together. Well, this is when we ask you to share in the moment. And the people who have shared in the moment, we are now up to 59 new members, and we have cumulative pledges of 407.
Excellent.
And we're getting closer to our goal for today of 46,500. We're at 39,983. So please share in the moment. Be part of this fun drive. $75 or more, you can have one of Pam Anderson's cookbooks, 217-244-9455.
You know, 50 sounds like a big number, is the number of new callers that have called in, new friends at WYLL, and we thank you very much. But it takes a lot. It takes a lot of support out in the community, and we're a community of 100 or so thousand people in Champaign-Urbana, and more so in the two-state area that listen to us on the air every day. We hope that if you're a listener, you're also a contributor. Make that financial commitment, that pledge of support now to 217-244-9455, especially if you haven't done it before. Make a $75 contribution, and you not only get up to date on what we're doing on the WILL stations through Patterns Magazine, you get a year subscription to that. You get the WILL member card. If you go out to eat, you can get dining discounts around the two-state area. And if you stay in to eat, you'll have the Pam Anderson cookbook, because we'll be sending that to you as an incentive to pledge today.
And we want to thank everyone who has joined us this week so far by giving us a call at 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-WILL. Or you can join us online at willpledge.org. Willpledge.org. It is 7 minutes before 2 o'clock. Joining us now, Todd Gleason. Todd, what's the latest today from the Chicago Board of Trade?
Actually, Todd has the day off,
okay,
Celeste.
Okay, it's Dave Dickey.
Thanks so much. We'll go ahead and get you caught up on what happened at the Chicago Board of Trade, where we found it was an interesting day, both in the corn and the soybean pits. Both ended up all across the complex today. Let's go ahead and get you caught up with the settlement prices, starting in the wheat pit, as we always do. December had a high on the day of 339, a low of 334.5, settling 336.25, down 2.75. March, a high of 353, a low of 349.5, settling 351.25, down 2.25. May, a high of 359, a low of 357, settling 358, down 3. July, a high of 365.75, a low of 362, settling 364.25, down 2.25. September, a high of 371, a low of 369, settling 370.5, down 2 on the day. And then December corn tested its low for the settlements and also the contract low today at 201.25, bounced off that, actually ended up a quarter on the positive side. December, a high on the day of 204.5, a low of 201.25, settling 203.75, up a quarter. March, a high of 217.25, a low of 214, settling 216.5, up a quarter. May, a high of 225, a low of 222.25, settling 224.5, up a half. July, a high of 231.75, a low of 228.75, settling 231.25, up 3/4. September, a high of 239.25, a low of 236.25, settling 239, up 1. December, a high of 249, a low of 246.25, settling 248.5, up 1 on the day. December oats, a high of 167.75, a low of 164.25, settling 165.75, down 1.5. March, a high of 175.25, a low of 171.5, settling 172.5, down 2. November soybeans, a high of 599 and a half, a low of 589, settling 591 and a quarter, up 1 degree. A high of 611, a low of 601, settling 603 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. March, a high of 619, a low of 609, settling 610 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. May, a high of 622 and a quarter, a low of 612, settling 615, up 3 1/2. July, a high of 628 and a half, a low of 618, settling 619 and a half, up 2 1/2 in the August contract. A high of 627, a low of 620, settling 620 and a half, up 5 1/2 on the day. December soybean meal, a high of 176.90, a low of 175, settling 175.20, down 130. January, a high of 178.50, a low of 176.50, settling 177, down 130. And then what sparked that move up in the soybean pit was in the nearby contracts in the oil pit. The December oil contract, a high on the day of 24.77, a low of 24.25, settling 24.39, up 36. And the January, a high of 25, a low of 24.53, settling 24.70, up 43 on the day. Settlement prices also in on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And Celeste, I suppose it was really only a matter of time when these astronomical numbers that we were seeing in the feeders and the live cattle began to come down.
Yeah, prices have been booming, and now today we see that they're off a little. October feeder cattle, 118, the high, the low, 117.15, the settlement, 117.47 1/2, that down 20. November, 116.20, the high, 115.10, the low, 115.17 1/2, the settlement, that down 60. January feeder cattle, 113.30, the high, 112.10, the low, 112.45, the settlement, that down 42 1/2. October live cattle, 89.45, the high, 88.10, the low, 88.35, the settlement, that down 92 1/2. December live cattle, 89.95, the high, 88.80, the low, 88.95, the settlement, that down 62 1/2. December lean hog, 61.90, the high, 59.95, the low, the settlement, 60.32 1/2, that down 117 1/2. February, 64.75, the high, 62.85, the low, the settlement, 63.42 1/2, that down 122 1/2. April lean hog, 64.50, the high, 63.25, the low, 63.70, the settlement, that down $1. May lean hog, 64.60, the high, 63.75, the low, the settlement today, 63.87 1/2, that down 62 1/2. And February pork bellies, 88.75, the high, 86.50, the low, 86.77 1/2, the settlement, that down 117 1/2. The Dow is up 17 points at 10,305. The NASDAQ off 4 at 2061. The S&P 500 off a fraction at 1186.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of